I know Patriot Voices sent out a supportive letter yesterday for Quinn Hillier, who's running in a special election September 24th in the 1st Congressional District in Alabama. And Quinn is the type of conservative that we need to continue to elect back into Congress, isn't he?
He is. First off, the polls I've just seen from that district have him in a dead heat and among the top three contenders. And every little bit coming down the stretch, there will be a runoff. The question is whether he'll get in the runoff. And I'll be honest with you, there's two conservatives and a more moderate candidate. The two conservatives are battling out which one of them, and Quinn is one of them to be the alternative candidate. Whoever wins between those two conservatives is going to be the candidate to win the general election, the runoff or the primary, and then win that seat. So we are in a tremendous position right now to put Quinn over the top. Not that these other candidates aren't good people, but Quinn is just a cut above. He is he's a great communicator. He's a great thinker. He'll be a great leader in Congress. He's been tried and tested, in the crucible of the public square as a writer and someone who's been a great friend and policy advisor to me. And so I just encourage people in Alabama. If you're down there in the 1st District and down in Mobile and down in South Alabama, if you can help Quinn out by going to the polls, and those of you who can't get to the polls, if you can do some things, just send him a little contribution or talk to a friend that you may know in Mobile and the surrounding areas. Every little bit will help down there, and we'd certainly appreciate everything. I know Quinn's going to be on the show, and he'll fill you in on all the details, but you'll find he's as solid as they come.
We now are going to shift gears. As Senator Santorum and I spoke about, we have a great candidate who's running on a special election in the 1st Congressional District in Mobile, Alabama, and we'd like to welcome none other than Quinn Hillier. Quinn, welcome to Patriot Voices Radio.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. Glad to be on.
Well, I know you're working hard there on the campaign trail in Mobile, and I know you share the conservative values of Senator Santorum and Patriot Voices. Tell us a little bit about some of the issues that are being raised and that you're connecting with and with your constituents in your congressional district.
Well, thank you very much. I was delighted to hear the kind words from the senator just a few minutes ago, and also glad you had Frank Gaffney on. I have been long an admirer and ally of Frank's on foreign policy matters, and I was delighted you had him on board and on your show. And that leads to what obviously everybody seems to be talking about right now is Syria, and I agree that the president has not made a case for any clear objectives for the use of U.S. force. I'm not averse to force if there are clear objectives, but he hasn't really explained what those objectives are, and so I stand with the senator and with Frank Gaffney right now against armed force by the U.S. in Syria. And so that's number one, and I can go back and give more background on that if you want. But number two, people down here, obviously everybody's talking about Obamacare. And I
sure
can tell you there are ways to fix it that nobody else is talking about. Not to fix it. There are ways to topple it. And
So how do you topple Obamacare?
Well, everybody's talking about defunding Obamacare, and the sentiment is good. I will vote to defund it all day, every day, every chance I get. But people need to understand that it takes legislative language on an appropriations bill to defund it, and that such legislative language is almost certain never to see the light of day in the Senate, much less get signed by Obama. It will get vetoed by Obama. Of course, it won't reach him in the first place because Harry Reid controls the Senate. So you have to have a plan B. I'm not saying don't do plan A, which is defund it, but you got to have a plan B. Plan B is this. There's something, one of the three pillars of Obamacare. There's the individual mandate, there's the employer mandate, and then there's something called IPAP, the Independent Payment Advisory Board. It comes into effect in about a year. It is a 15-member board with huge powers to decide generically what sorts of treatments will be paid for and what won't, which means doctors and patients lose a lot of control in a lot of cases over treatments. And Congress doesn't even have review power over almost everything that IPAP does. Well, it's going to be tremendously unpopular. Even the Democrats are starting to realize it's going to be tremendously unpopular, and they're getting more and more nervous about it. Already 16 or 17 Democrats in the House have said they will repeal IPAB. If Republicans, conservatives play their cards right, they can increase those numbers, and they can probably get 5 or 6 Democrats in the Senate to go to repeal IPAB. Because if I'm not going on too long,
it's
complicated, but here's the deal. Democrats who voted for Obamacare might not want to defund the whole thing because that's saying they made a bad mistake. But
sure.
They will say, oh, but I'm going to repeal this part of Obamacare. We don't like how the administration is implementing it. You know, they'll find some excuse to say, well, I'm going to fix the bad parts by repealing IPAP. And they can get away with that politically, and in fact, they want to do that politically. It gets them off the hook. And so where you might not get defunding through the Senate, you can get a repeal of IPAB through the Senate and leave Obama on a little island. And Obama, looking at how unpopular it is, could say, well, I'm not going to sign this bill, admitting I was wrong. But he could just sort of forget to veto it. And if he spends 10 days without vetoing it, the repeal goes into law without his signature. And bingo, you've gotten rid of one of the three pillars of Obamacare. And what happens if you've got something, if you've got a stool with three legs on it and you take out one of the legs? The
it's
whole thing
topples.
Bingo.
That sounds like a great strategy, and we need fresh ideas and like that, and we need you in Congress. People can get involved. Your website is hillyerforcongress.com, H-I-L-L-Y-E-R, forcongress.com. And we want to encourage Patriot Voices members to sign up for your email updates and make a donation.
Please do. We're doing a money bomb right now as we speak. We've got 2 weeks before the election, which is September 24th. It's a special, quick midterm election, and I'm making the final sprint now and have a great TV ad to run the last 6 days, but I need to get a much heavier TV ad buy, and anything you give will be appreciated.
Fantastic. I know your Twitter handle is Quinn for Congress. That's Q-U-I-N for Congress, so people can follow you there too. Quinn, I know you have stood for conservative principles for 30 years as a writer, and it's exciting to just see you standing up for what you believe in there in Alabama.
Thank you, Dan, so much, and thanks to the senator for his endorsement and help and support, and thanks for all of you out there who have been sending good wishes my way. I'm going to go win this race with y'all's help.
There you go. We're behind you 110%. So
thank
Godspeed, and we'll keep you in our prayers and support you.
Fantastic. Thanks.